Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, February 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 154 years ago, today, in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States was ratified, ensuring the right to vote without regard to race, and aimed to protect the civil rights of former slaves, complementing the earlier 14th Amendment. This significant legislative change marked a crucial step toward equality and justice in American democracy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-thigh high swell on Monday morning, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, expect chest-to-shoulder high swell with glassy morning conditions, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds turn onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 feet until 1. After that, it turns choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1.5-foot low tide, when the north-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the variable wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 1 foot just after 6:30 a.m. with a 3.5-foot high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 53 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., then mostly sunny skies with a high near 69. And a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 50 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies on Tuesday with a high near 63 and a chance of rain late at night. Wednesday continues with mostly cloudy skies and rain likely, reaching a high near 65. Thursday brings a slight chance of rain, with partly sunny skies and a high near 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 52 and a slight chance of rain Friday evening, cooling down to 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, for years, Fifth Avenue in the Gaslamp Quarter of San Diego has been closed to cars during busy weekend hours, creating a vibrant, car-free atmosphere for locals and tourists. However, due to budget constraints, city leaders have informed businesses that this practice will end. Michael Trimble, the executive director of the Gaslamp Quarter Association, stated at this point, "We're going to be back to city streets and sidewalks." Business owners, like Chandler Turpin of Happy Does, worry that decreased foot traffic could significantly impact local businesses and the economy. There is hope for a future return of the program, pending budget improvements. Now on to sports. Tom Brady recently opened up about his enduring relationship with Bill Belichick during an appearance on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Despite their split 5 years ago, when Brady departed the New England Patriots for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he emphasized the tremendous respect they have for one another. Brady acknowledged that while they did not always agree, their two-decade relationship was characterized by a strong bond and unparalleled success, including 6 Super Bowl championships. Reflecting on his time with Belichick, Brady stated, "I have looked back on those moments as the best moments of my life." In local sports, the Lakers and Kings were off last night. Tomorrow night, it's the Los Angeles showdown as the Lakers take on the crosstown rivals at the Intuit Dome. With LeBron James leading the charge, averaging 24 points, the Lakers aim to extend their streak. Meanwhile, the Clippers, led by Ivica Zubac, look to bounce back. Wednesday night, the Kings at 27-17-6 host the Montreal Canadiens, sitting at 24-23-5. Adrian Kempe, with 24 goals, leads the favored Kings, aiming to extend their winning streak. In top news, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced he will relinquish his financial interest in vaccine lawsuits, a decision that came under scrutiny during his confirmation hearings for the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy has received over $2 million for referring legal cases and initially intended to continue profiting from litigation against the pharmaceutical company Merck and its Gardasil cervical cancer vaccine. However, he plans to transfer his stake to one of his sons. Legal experts warn that this arrangement still poses a conflict of interest, as Kennedy could influence policy that benefits his family's financial interests. In business news, Elon Musk's social media platform X has expanded its lawsuit, accusing major brands of illegally boycotting the site. The latest defendants include Nestle, Abbott Laboratories, Colgate-Palmolive, Lego, Pinterest, Tyson Foods, and Shell. X claims these companies, along with the World Federation of Advertisers, violated antitrust laws by withholding billions of dollars in advertising. Tensions with advertisers began after Musk's acquisition of the platform, leading to a significant revenue decline. Although X has pursued alternative revenue streams, boosting ad revenue remains essential, as concerns about content moderation continue to impact relationships with advertisers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 10% over the weekend to about $94,000. Ethereum is down 24% to about $2,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 46% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is reportedly phasing out the option to purchase multi-year plans of AppleCare Plus. According to a tweet from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, starting next week, customers will no longer be able to buy 2 to 3 year plans in physical Apple stores or on devices. This change primarily affects users purchasing devices in retail stores, who will now have to choose between monthly or annual subscriptions. Eventually, the upfront plans will also be discontinued for all users. Currently, one can still purchase the 3-year plan for the 14-inch MacBook Pro for an upfront price of $279. And in entertainment news, the late space pioneer, Sally Ride is now the focus of a new documentary titled Sally, which premiered to great acclaim at the Sundance Film Festival. This film highlights her journey as the first American woman in space while navigating a private relationship with Tam O'Shaughnessy, her partner of 27 years. The Hollywood Reporter praised Sally as a clear-eyed film that portrays an engaging, socially relevant portrait of an American heroine. Directed by Christina Costantini and produced by National Geographic, the film has already won the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation's Juried Feature Film Prize. O'Shaughnessy expressed her pride in the documentary, emphasizing her desire for an authentic representation of Ride's life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and activist, Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.